The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I love good music. I love music by John Singh. I love music with a beat. I'm not square, but there's a special beat in rock.
Which girl is the witch girl? Man, oh, can't you see? Which one has the sulfur eyes and green where pink should be? Which girl is the witch girl? Surely your spine can tell. Is the raven one with the eerie glow and the walk you'd follow to hell?
Once again, fans of the greatest in 60s underground rock, I'm Phil Gray here with another hour of obscure 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia. Well, tonight we're really focusing on garage rock and garage punk, and it is obscure. You may hear a little bit of light rain in the background. A tropical shower coming down here in Hamilton, New Zealand, as we head into hopefully a lovely springtime in this part of the world. But when it comes to the music, picture and information on that first band up on our Facebook and Instagram. They're called The Mysteries, M-Y-S-T-R-Y-S, on Leiden Records out of Australia. It's a 1966 7-inch. The song is called Witch Girl. Lifted that one from what about my complete recognition of Halloween. Halloween Nuggets, Monster 60s A-Go-Go. Australian track. One of several in the episode, and we've got a big global garage set coming up a little bit later. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Yeah. Well, this episode of Retrospect is particularly obscure material. And this one really is obscure. I haven't been able to find out anything about the artist known as Jonah Arc. The song's called Things Will Change, appears on a couple of compilations, What's the Use and World Beaters Volume 3. I don't even know where this guy or band is from. I don't have the sleeve notes from those comps, but let's check it out. Jonah Arc, Things Will Change.
Around like a baseball bat, you're bending over the ground.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Phil Gray, thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's interesting. He's got a very good approval rating, and I like that. It's good.
Obscure tracks, Jonah Arc, Things Will Change, top of the set, followed by The Movers. Capitol Records out of Australia, 1968-45. They had two releases that year. One was called Hello LA, Bye Bye Birmingham. The second was called Birmingham, with Leave Me Loose on the B-side. We had that B-side, Leave Me Loose, from Australia's The Movers, followed by The Masters of Stonehouse from Michigan. A-side of a 45 on Discotheque Records 1966. The track's called Please from obscure Michigan band The Masters of Stonehouse.
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Here's one out of the UK called The Lancastrians, formed in Altrincham, Cheshire, England. One reasonable hit in December 64 could well sing In the Sunshine. They had other tracks such as The World Keeps Going Round, written by Ray Davis of The Kinks, Let's Lock the Door, and this track, Was She Tall, from The Lancastrians.
Standing on the corner, about 9:10. I saw her coming and she looked so fine. I wondered if I had a chance. Then she turned to me and said, it's romance, but was she tall?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so good looking, was she tall?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so good looking, was she tall?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so good looking, she's the only girl for me. Ask if she'd go steady with me, but she had troubles, it was plain to see. For as she stood there, she gave a sigh, then she turned on her heels and went walking back. But was she tall?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so good looking, was she tall?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so good looking, was she tall?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so good looking, and she's the only girl for me. Searched in vain. No other woman can ease my pain. Well, she's the one, I love her so, and I should never have let her go. Well, was she tall?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so good looking, was she tall?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so good looking, was she tall?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so good looking, and she's the only girl for me. Oh, yeah.
Hey there, boy, do you feel the beat? And
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
These questions. Do you find such material in the living rooms of your friends and neighbors? Would you undertake to sell this material from door to door? Of course you would not. Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Tomorrow away, yeah, 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 yeah. consider for obscure tracks. Top of the set, the Lancastrians. Was She Tall? They played alongside Tom Jones, Cilla Black, the Moody Blues, appeared on TV. And like so many English bands at the time, a lot of session musicians, in this case including Nicky Hopkins and Jimmy Page. Pretty much every reference to the Lancastrians online comes up under some listings for Jimmy Page appearances. So the Lancastrians, Was She Tall? Followed by the Vegetables, Vegetables, V-E-J-T. Sunday's record release in 1995, Quakes from the Eureka State is the name of the compilation. But the Vegetables out of Millbrae, California, recorded for a label called Autumn, played a lot around the San Francisco Peninsula, band members all in high school though at the time. The Vegetables with Feel the Music, followed by Danny Burke and the Invaders out of Memphis, Tennessee. 1966-45 on ARA Records called Ain't Going Nowhere. And finally, another obscurity, The Charles. 45 from 1966 on Calliope. Hailed from Williamsville, New York. And while that 45 is described as releasing in 1966, other sources say that's not true at all. The recordings took place in 1969. Well, I don't know. But it was The Charles with Motorcycle. Global Garage, coming up next.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Right, long set of Global Garage, starting off in Italy with the L'Ombre d'Oro on S Records, 1968 release out of Italy. This is the A-side, Buio in Sospensione from L'Ombre d'Oro.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I don't want you back no more around my house, baby. Cause you laugh so much about my hair and the way I dress. That's right. You see the people around following me everywhere I go. don't you see somebody else? Well, I've got another girl, and I've won the right, to chew, and I've decided to turn you down. Before this day, and I remember, yeah baby, I'll never forget the way you treated me in front of them. Wasn't that right? Well, I talk so much, I'm losing my time talking to you, baby. Yeah. So why don't you see somebody else? Well, I've got another girl, and I've won the right to choose, and I've decided to turn you down. Yeah, it was not right, yeah, and that's right, and that's right, and that's right.
I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Me parle des guerres mondiales et de la révolution d'Espagne. Comme je ne sais pas les expliquer, on me traite d'illettré. C'est ça le monde, c'est ça le monde. Napoléon, César, Hitler, tous ces noms ne me disent rien. Je connais juste Pasteur, Schweitzer, Marie Curie, Calmette, Guérin. Ils sauvent le monde, ils sauvent le monde. Ils sauvent le monde d'aujourd'hui avec ces gens et leur manie. Voyez qu'ici sur cette terre, il faut marcher en rang serré, trois par trois comme à la guerre. Sinon vous êtes remarqués, c'est ça le monde, c'est ça le monde. Pour qu'un homme soit un bon soldat, il faut gagner des galons. J'ai fait pendant mes 16 mois 145 jours de prison. Dans ce sale monde, dans ce sale monde, dans ce sale monde d'aujourd'hui, avec ces gens et leur manie. Vous qui n'avez jamais voyagé, faute de temps, faute d'argent, engagez-vous dans les GI pour se payer et vous ferez le tour du monde, le tour du monde. Un beau jour quand j'aurai le temps, je ferai un voyage en avion, et en passant tout près du ciel, je préviendrai Dieu pour qu'il vienne changer le monde, changer le monde.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Será la última guerra, vendrá la paz. Es un engaño absurdo para matar. Soldados ya regresan, ven y no luches más. ¿No ves que en 2000 años no ha habido paz? Y si tú vas a la guerra,
no vuelvas más. Pues eres solo una máquina de matar.
Mátalo sin temores, nadie te juzgará. Te ampara el uniforme, todo es legal.
Si tú ganas la guerra, será fatal. Millones habrás matado y condenarás
a gente que es inocente y nunca tuvo maldad, a vivir en un infierno de radioactividad. No, 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 no ha habido paz. No, 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 no ha habido paz. No, 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 no ha habido paz. No, 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 no ha habido paz. No, no.
Global Garage from Italy, L'Ombre d'Oro, followed by one from Canada. Not really Global Garage, but French language garage from Les Sinners. You can see them on our Instagram and Facebook. Off the Cinerisma LP of 1966. These guys formed 1965 in the neighborhood of Outremont, which is in Montreal. One of the first French-speaking garage groups in Quebec. First concert was at a school gymnasium, often the case with garage bands. Cinerisma LP published 1967 on a label called Rusticana. They became reasonably popular, covering the Beatles' Penny Lane for radio broadcast, also released as a single. Les Sinners, track called Nice Try. Then from France, Lay Perkins, off the psychedelic French Freakbeat compilation, track called C'est ça le monde, 1967 from Lay Perkins. You can see them up on Instagram and Facebook. And the same goes for the fourth and final band, Los Beatniks, early Argentinian rock band. Apparently they recorded the first rock single in Argentina. There was a track called Rebelda. Fairly short career, but pioneers of Argentinian rock. Los Beatniks with Solado.
I have been disappointed with some others. Mexico was worse. It's terrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
More global garage. Let's go to Germany for a band called The Robots, who recorded for Ursus Records. I think they just had the two 45s. One in 1966 called Judy. Another one, I think, a year later. Soldier Beat. Let's check out Soldier Beat from Germany's The Robots.
I'm a soldier, loving a girl. She's dead, oh, I'm away. I thought that she loves me for my life. She broke out and left me for someone else. Cause she was tired, got away from me. She gives it up and that's why. Why? Why more?
we have a world, right? So the world is tiny compared to the universe.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Now I'm going to love her.
we had German Garage with the Robot Soldier beat top of that set. Then from Uruguay, part of the Uruguayan invasion of Latin America, heavily influenced by both the look and the sound of the Beatles, they are Los Shakers, formed 64 in Montevideo. Apparently after watching A Hard Day's Night, they modeled themselves after the Beatles in their clothing and their haircuts, sang a bunch of songs in English, and had some popularity across Latin American countries. Los Shakers with Dile, and wrapping the set, Les Problemes, also known as Les Charlottes, a band who chose their name in tribute to Charlie Chaplin. French group formed 1966. From what I understand, they were Les Charlottes, but before that, they were Les Problemes. Les Problemes, fronted by Pierre-Antoine Muraccioli, otherwise known as Antoine. Born in Toamasina, Madagascar, French singer, sailor, adventurer, writer, photographer, filmmaker, but also a musician. So Antoine with Les Problemes released an LP called Antoine, the Recontra Les Problemes, excuse my pronunciation. From that, a track called Passer tu Chemin. Picture up on our Facebook and our Instagram. Go there, follow us, like us, give us your feedback at those places as well.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
Is it a habit for me?
It's new, Bill. We can't be sure about physical addiction, but one thing we're certain of. In every case so far, every one of the individuals has had a psychological dependence.
Right, let's get out of the global garage now, although this is an interesting one. Could it be the only 60s garage single to be sung in two different languages? I think it could be. The band is called The Templars. You can see them and read about them up on our Instagram and Facebook. They're from Australia, 1965-45, on a label called W&G. It was an EP from The Templars. This track is called Come On Baby, and it is interesting in that the first half of the song is sung in Greek, then the second half in English. Check it out, The Templars.
Που αγαπώ, δεν ξέρεις την ζωή. Μην αλλάξεις το σκοπό, γιατί εγώ σε αγαπώ. Πες μου ότι μ' αγαπάς, γιατί είναι λίγα τα φιλιά. Ω, έλα αγάπη, έλα εδώ στην αγκαλιά.
More great 60s garage punk.
way you walk. Won't you walk with me, baby? And I love the way you talk. Why don't you talk to me and make me go ooh. I love the way you love, why don't you please love me? And I love the way you kiss, why don't you please kiss me? And make me go ooh, ooh, ooh,
another obscure one out of the UK, a 45 released on Decca in 1964, appears on a comp called Ready Steady Win. The track's called You Make Me Go Ooh from the Dynamos, and obscure band as all of the acts in this episode. I can't find any more information about the Dynamos. You're welcome to send me any information if you know more. Just look us up on Facebook. You're free to message me. Wrapping episode 491 with an instrumental. From the States, off an LP called 3 O'Clock Merriam Webster Time, which brings together the music of the Nomads, they're an interesting case, and a band called the Lemon Fog, one of the first bands to emerge out of the Houston psychedelic scene. They pioneered a sound that merged punk and psychedelia
to
a mind-blowing potpourri of music. So this is the Lemon Fog. The track is called Summer. I'm Phil Gray. Thank you for joining me once again on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Thank you.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.